Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Just 6 weeks ago, San Francisco allowed indoor dining to resume at 25% capacity. But this week, Mayor London Breed announced that's over. KLW's Asul Dahlstrom Ekman explains.
As winter weather moved into San Francisco, Mayor London Breed had some chilly news for restaurant owners and their patrons.
Sadly, beginning the end of the day Friday, we will need to eliminate indoor dining. We will need to reduce capacity at gyms and movie theaters.
The change comes as COVID-19 cases surge nationwide. Grant Colfax is the director of health for the city and county of San Francisco.
We have seen cases increase by 250% since early October.
That's about 80 new cases every day in San Francisco. A study published Tuesday in the journal Nature shows that a small number of places, such as restaurants, account for most infections, essentially because they can be crowded and people tend to linger. But restaurant owners are upset by Mayor Breed's decision to close indoor dining. Executive Director of the Golden Gate Restaurant Association, Lori Thomas, said in an email, quote, "With winter on the way, limited indoor dining represented the only real hope for many restaurants to survive the next 3 months," unquote. To help restaurants get through these tough times, San Francisco announced a $3.5 million expansion of its small business loan program this week. Altogether, the city says it has identified more than $20 million in grants and loans for small businesses since the start of the pandemic. Still, an economic impact report by the online review site Yelp found that thousands of businesses have closed since the city first issued its shelter-in-place ordinance back in March. In San Francisco, I'm Asul Dahlstrom Ekman, KALW News.
An Oakland-based housing movement made major impact on the November election. KALW's David Exume has more.
Last November, a collective of homeless and marginally housed mothers took over a West Oakland house owned by speculators.
Moms call themselves Moms for Housing, and today they'll be telling the judge that despite getting an eviction notice, that they have the right to stay exactly.
The mothers were making a statement. Take housing from big banks and real estate tycoons and put it back in the hands of Oaklanders. 1 year later, two of the organizers hold political office. Carol Fife won a city council position in District 3, which represents parts of West Oakland, downtown, uptown, and Lake Merritt. She received about 49% of the vote, beating out two-term incumbent Lynette Gibson McElhaney, who received about 30%. Fife says she's ready to make some big shakeups in the city council.
Right now we have a lot of Democrats and progressives in name only saying that they really care about community, but nothing ever really changes for community.
Her campaign focused on pro-tenant regulations and policing reform, and she's looking for systemic change instead of short-term fixes. Fife has friends who also made the move from activist to elected official. Moms for Housing co-founder Dominique Walker won a spot on Berkeley's rent board, which now hosts a majority of pro-tenant board members. Fife knows more reformers who are planning to run for office.
And so we can concretize the victory that I had, and other people can come with me and behind me. So yeah, we're working on the infrastructure to be able to duplicate this success.
When Fife joins the city council, her success will be measured by how well she can affect change with the more moderate policies of other council members and Mayor Libby Schaff. I'm David Exume, KALW News.